27th Rules Committee meeting to order. Madam Secretary, establish a quorum.
Senators Monning.
Here.
Monning here. Roth.
Here.
Roth here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk here. Cannella.
Here.
Cannella here. Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here.
So let me ask, because we have a member making a floor presentation that wanted to be here for the UC re-up. Okay. Let me invite Ms. Butler forward. This is an appointee to the University of California Regents. Welcome. And what we will do, if you want to introduce anyone that might be here for you, and then make your opening comments, and then we'll go right to the committee.
Sure, thank you. I am grateful to have asked to support me today, Senator, my senator, actually, Senator Holly Mitchell, as a constituent of hers. And just quickly, Madam Chair, I want to thank you and the senators of the committee for having me today. As I know, you guys have a busy week, and you spoke to my colleagues, other region appointees, last week. So I'm grateful to seek your confirmation today and to serve the people of California as a regent of the University of California. Just to continue quickly, as has been stated, my name is LaFonza Butler. I currently serve as the president of SEIU Local 2015. In this role, I see every day the beauty and diversity of California, from its urban communities to its rural communities and everything in between, all of these things being the elements that make California so strong. And I believe, as a regent, I want to bring those diverse voices, those experiences, those hopes and dreams from all over California into the decision-making process and into the decision-making room and policy setting for the University of California to make the what can seem impossible from some of those communities much more possible in the achievement of a college degree and all of the experiences that come along with it. And I look forward to questions from all of the senators and answering as much as I possibly can today.
Thank you. And because I would like our colleague back on the floor, since we are here by waiver, she is not, let me ask Senator Mitchell to come forward and make her comments now so she can do that.
Thank you very much for affording me that opportunity, Madam Pro Tem. Senate Rules Committee members, it's my honor to stand before you and give my full, unequivocal support and recommendation to Ms. Butler for a couple of reasons. Yes, I am proud to represent her in the State Senate. I am also proud to have known her just since I ran for public office. I ran for office, the Assembly, shortly after she had just come to Los Angeles. And we've had the opportunity to talk and get to know each other, not only on a professional basis, but on a personal basis. I like to tease and acknowledge the fact that she and the union she represents did not support me when I first ran for office. We have both overcome that. but what makes this appointment unique, having served, as you all do now, as a Rules Committee member and had the opportunity to ask questions and see a number of UC regents come before us, I may be considered ageist, but she is a phenomenal young leader here in the state of California. Given her labor street cred, she has certainly earned her leadership chops in the true sense of the term leadership. But as I think about what the students of the UC system would come before this committee and talk about what they were hoping to have in a member of the UC Board of Regents, I think Ms. Butler possesses all of those characteristics and attributes. I think she will be committed to hear them. I know that she will be committed to go to the various campuses and see for herself what their life experience is. And most importantly, she will not be a wallflower kind of UC Regent. She will not be intimidated by those who have served many years beyond her new appointment. For all those reasons, I think I'd like to congratulate the governor on a great appointment, and I'm here to offer my unconditional support.
Thank you so much, Senator Mitchell. Now go vote. No, I'm kidding. Thank you so much, really. High praise from a respected colleague. Let me start, and Senator Monning, how about we start with you today?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also want to offer my congratulations to the nominee for the confidence you've evoked from the governor, and we've had the opportunity to get better acquainted related to this appointment. And just, I was satisfied with your answers in all of our questions this morning, but I think one thing that is a matter of kind of public interest, and we talked about some, is how we balance protection of First Amendment rights and free speech on our university campuses for students, for faculty, for visitors, and how we balance that with people who perhaps have an intention of provoking disruption or violence, advancing hate speech, and questionable approaches to the test of our protection of free speech. As a member of the Regents, how do we grapple with finding that right balance?
Thank you, Senator Monning, for your time this morning and your interest in my opinion on so many very important matters that we discussed. This one is of paramount importance, as I offered when we spoke, and in my opinion is an issue that is going to require an all-hands on-deck approach, balancing with local government and their role in helping to protect our students, university policy, the center of so much social change and campus change really has been has come through the act of free speech and exercising, being able to exercise that. In my opinion, maintaining the appropriate balance is going to require some continued engagement by all parties, really, the legislature potentially helping the regents and the administration define more specific terms as to what do we mean by insight. Are there things that we can prospectively anticipate? And how do we engage? What's the responsibility and responses that we'll get from the courts on a lot of things that happen after the fact? But making sure that we protect the cornerstone of our democracy as well as the safety of our communities, I agree with you, is issue that we've got to find the right balance for, and I look forward to working as a regent and, frankly, with all of the legislature and other parts of the stakeholder community to accomplish that balance.
Well, thank you very much. And, Madam Chair, I have no further questions. I'll be wholeheartedly supporting the confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and congratulations on your appointment. I know you just got here, so I'm just going to throw out a generic one that I'm just interested in. What is the proper percentage of out-of-state students coming into a university system that's supposed to be for Californians?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to proper. I think that the focus from the legislature, focus guidance from the legislature and ongoing discussions with the regents and the Office of the President around prioritizing California residents is the right question. It's built into our master plan. It is, I think, important to California taxpayers and making sure that California students are being prepared to thrive in the future California economy is has to be a paramount focus as well, and has to be prioritized in the right way. One of the concerns and questions that I have is I'm just getting familiar with a lot of the materials and the tiering formulas is what's the potentially unintended consequences or unintended impact of some of the smaller campuses that have more in-state students than some of the larger campuses that have more out-of-state students? What is the economic impact based on campus by campus? And so that's an area that I am looking to understand more and appreciate, given the different geographies of the different campuses. But I believe that we have to prioritize California residents and prioritize preparing for the 21st century California economy.
Great. Thank you for that. And no further questions.
Thank you so much. Senator Roth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Butler, your resume is extraordinary and your contributions to our state have been the same. So I actually have no questions. I want to congratulate you on the appointment and I look forward to your service as a regent in this state. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Roth. Mr. Vice Chairman.
No questions.
Okay, with that, let me go to members of the public in support. Give us your name and if you represent someone other than yourself, and brief comments.
Madam Chair and members, Bob Giroux on behalf of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. I'd like to say that Ms. Butler and my dealings with her throughout the years is not only eminently qualified through her professional and personal experiences, she's an honest broker, and even when she's on the other side, you get the honest truth, and you get what you get, and we're happy to support LaFonza for the UC Regents.
Thank you, Mr. Giroux. Others in support? In opposition? Okay. Let me just add comments. I didn't have questions. Certainly, this is an incredibly important appointment. It's going to reflect kind of the highest ideals of all of the students in our state. And while both of us are not native Californians, I think we have come to understand that this is the greatest system in the world, and we have a responsibility and commitment. I feel good about this vote today. I congratulate you, commend the governor, and look forward to your service. With that,
so move.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
Congratulations. 5-0 confirmed. Thank you for being here today. And let me ask Neil Schneider and Troy Tyra to come forward. These are commissioners under consideration for the Board of Parole hearings. Thank you for being here today, gentlemen. And we will do as we did with Ms. Butler. And Mr. Schneider, I'll ask you to start and welcome or thank anyone who might have come with you today, your opening comments, and we'll move to you, Mr. Tyra, and then to the members of the committee.
All right, thank you. I don't have anybody here in the audience, but I just want to thank the senators and your staff for taking time for me today, and I've met with some of them before. My story is I'm a 34-year police officer, retired as a police captain in the Sacramento Police Department last December, and was busy doing some teaching and doing some backgrounds for the organization, and received a phone call from my former police chief, Rick Brazil, about this opening at the parole board. And quite frankly, I did not know what it was. So I checked with the governor's staff and said, what is this? And checked with Jennifer Schaefer, and we had lots of long conversations. And I said, I need to know more about this, and went to Folsom and did some hearings and done some tours, and I'm very interested in it. And so we went ahead with the process. I really think this leverages, for me, my education with a public policy background, a public policy degree, and 34 years as a law enforcement officer, knowing what is a current danger to society. And that's the key for this. And I think I have I can contribute in that area.
Wonderful. Thank you. Mr. Tyra.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you today to discuss my appointment to the Board of Parole Hearings. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank the governor for entrusting me with this appointment. My desire and my past experience as both as a commissioner, a deputy commissioner with the parole board, an administrative law judge with a number of state agencies, I think over the years I've developed this array of experiences that enable me to conduct fair and impartial hearings, ensuring compliance with the law, and I hope to continue that service. I also bring experience as a member of the U.S. Coast Guard, as a military prosecutor, former naval officer, and that gave me the opportunity to work with a broad section of society, working with people of all backgrounds. And with that, my life experiences conducting fair and impartial hearings, I hope to continue that service. And that's what I bring to you today. And I thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Senator Roth, I'm going to start with you this time.
Madam Chair, I'm just going to congratulate the two appointees. And actually
have no questions. I'll be happy to move the appointments at the appropriate time.
Thank you. Mr. Vice Chairman.
I have no questions.
Mr. Monning.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to congratulate both of you for the governor's confidence and your appointment. Thank you both for your past service and different fronts serving the state of California. Maybe a question you can each take a shot at as per our conversations this morning. How do you balance the interest of a parole candidate who meets before you going through specified criteria regarding rehabilitation and the presence of victim or families of a victim of a crime committed by that candidate for parole? In other words, does the family's presence influence your decision, and if so, how? Do you like to lead off, Mr.
Sure.
Schneider?
I thank the senators here. They, I don't have the experience that my fellow candidate Troy has, but I have been through about 3 weeks of hearings, and I was fortunate enough to have a victim. I straight up front, I'm a little surprised there aren't more victims that come to the hearings. I'm prepared to treat the victims with the greatest of deference and respect, and would like to see more victims there. But it was very positive, the victim that we had at a hearing, next of kin, actually. And it goes towards, it's more powerful when the victim is there to explain the impact of the crime than simply perhaps getting a letter from the DA or something like that. So it's hugely meaningful to me. I am a human being, and I understand the criteria for suitability, but it's also so important to hear from the victims of the crime.
Thank you. Does that presence of family members influence how you might decide on the qualifications of the candidate for parole?
It should not. I am a human being. It should not. If everything else is weighing in that inmate's direction, no, it would not.
Thank you. And same question for Mr. Tyre.
Thank you, Senator. My colleague has said it very well. The presence of victims and family members at a parole suitability hearing are incredibly important to the process, and I always treat them with deference and respect. I understand that they are reliving a horrific event, but I do focus on the legal requirements for suitability, and my attention is on the inmate and his or her progress. And that part of the discussion that has to do with the crime and victim impact, remorse, that's all relevant in the context of evaluating the inmate and the inmate's reaction, credibility, and that is as it relates to current dangerousness, which is the standard that we use.
Thank you. And then maybe starting with you this time, but for both of you, any distinction you see between reviewing cases of female offenders versus male offenders, and in looking at programs available to both, do you think women have access to sufficient programmatic support as compared to male inmates?
I can't speak for the comparison because each prison is different in terms of how they run their programs, but I have done both male and female inmate suitability hearings with female inmates. There are differences. Their connection with crimes in general, and this is speaking very general, sometimes will have different. They'll have a different direction than a male inmate. And a lot of times, their crimes involve family relationships and significant others, and as their connection with crime and male inmates may not have that same connection. The level of programming I find is very, very positive. Female inmates in general, again, generalization, program well and avail themselves to programming that's available, including self-study when they're not able to actually attend a class or a workshop. So that's a positive thing. Their ability, female inmates, and again, generalization, tend to develop those social connections within the prison as well, which helps them in their rehabilitation efforts.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Schneider, kind of same question. I know you've had less hearing experience, but I think from our conversation, you have reviewed some female candidates for parole. And do you have any sense of differences in evaluating female male candidates?
Yeah, you know, I guess their pathways to crime seem to be a little bit different for the female inmates and the male inmates. They're not committing crimes of bravado or peer pressure type crimes. Their crimes are more generated from drug use or bad relationships, which then tilts them towards a different direction. And I know I was at Chowchilla 2 weeks ago, and on that day, or on that week, 6 out of 7 of the females we found very suitable for parole, and they listed a lot of programming that they had done, and also things even outside the program they had done. I mean, making, you know, gardening and things of that nature. So they were very well programmed and came across to the panel very well. I was a voting member of that panel.
Well, thank you both, and again, thank you for your service, and I'm well aware of the demands this position requires in terms of travel and being up close and personal with some who aren't going to be ready, and then perhaps the rewarding part is seeing somebody that has improved themselves. So, again, thank you both for your service. Madam Chair, I have no further questions. Thanks.
Thank you. Senator Wilk.
No questions, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Let me ask if there are members of the public here in support. If you want to come forward to the mic, anyone in opposition? Okay, wonderful. We are going to take item B and C separately. So you had offered, Senator Roth, do you want to move on, Mr. Snyder, item B? A motion, Madam Secretary.
Senators Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk? Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
Thank you. That is, you are confirmed.
Thank you.
That is a 4-0 vote. I need a motion on Mr. Tyra. Thank you, Senator Roth. Madam Secretary.
Senators Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
That is also confirmed, 5-0. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Madam Secretary, I think we have no more business
Correct.
Before the committee. With that, we stand in adjournment. Thank you all so much.